In the name of Allah, and may peace and salutations be upon our Prophet and upon his family and followers. To proceed, on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, Allah the Almighty is good and accepts only that which is good. And verily Allah has commanded the believers to do that which he has commanded the messengers. So the Almighty said, O messengers, eat of the good things and perform righteous deeds. And the Almighty said, O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided you. Then he, peace and blessings be upon him, mentioned a man who, having journeyed far, is dishevelled, hair is everywhere, and dusty, and spreads out his hands to the sky, saying, My Lord, O Lord, while doing this, his food is haram, it's taken from impermissible means. His drink is impermissible. His clothing is impermissible. Those things have been taken from impermissible means, and he has been nourished with that which has been impermissible. So how can his supplication, his invocation of Allah be answered? Reported by Imam Muslim. In this hadith, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says that indeed Allah is good and accepts nothing except that which is good. Allah is good, i.e. Allah is good in his self, in his names, in his attributes and his actions. He accepts nothing except that which is good in itself and that which has been obtained by good means. As for the opposite of good, the bad or the evil, then it's of various different types. So for example, alcohol is bad in itself, or an earning. Someone can earn wealth through impermissible means, by doing a job that isn't pleasing to Allah, or by making money using interest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered the believers with that which he ordered the messengers, i.e. to eat from the good things. As for the bad things, then Allah azza wa jal has made them impermissible for us. Then the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he mentioned the man who ate that which was impermissible and clothed himself in that which was impermissible, and he was nourished with the impermissible, and in a destitute, in a bad state, he made dua, he made supplication to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't answer his dua. And this man who made this supplication, he was mentioned as having four characteristics. The first, that he was on a long journey. The second, that he was dishevelled and he was dusty from travel. The third, that he raised his hands to the sky. And the fourth, that he said, O my Lord, O my Lord. These four things are from the things that if we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more likely to answer our prayer. But despite the fact that he was doing these four things, the fact that he had been nourished and that he'd eaten and drunk and was clothed with that which was haram, because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not answer his dua. And from this hadith, we benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attributed with goodness in his self, in his names, in his actions, and in his attributes. And we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is raised above any deficiency and any sort of negative attribute. And we also benefit that the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept are only the actions which are good. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us good and upright and to accept our actions. And may peace and blessings and salutations be upon our Prophet and upon his family and followers.